Well, beginning with the Bevis Frond, Fast Falls the Eventide from the Hit Squad LP. Then we heard the Smoke the Big O commercial from, I think it was back in the 1960s or 50s. So I sprinkled in a bunch of old commercials today from defunct products from the past, and that was one of them. Helios Creed after that, Sister Sarah from Boxing the Clown. That went directly into Valhalla Bound. Threats Unknown and The Final Disease from their Force of Violence LP. We heard the Green Mint Bad Breath commercial. Then we heard Entfred from the first Entfred tape, which was a band that played up here a lot. Leroy Comes Home was the name of the track. Ball after that. That's B-A-L-L with a period after each letter. I don't know what the acronym stands for, if it does stand for anything. The track was Favorite Day from the period release. Kramer gave us Ball 5. Whoa. That was from the Guilt Trip. Then we heard the Laura Cosmetics commercial. Oh no. Yeah, this lady's coming closer. She's got a baby. It doesn't look happy. Oh no. It's not good to hear babies crying at cemeteries. Anyway, let me hammer through the set list so we can get through this at least. Avance gave us Entre el Mar y la Montaña from their 2 LP. Blue Sausage Infant, who's Chester Hawkins from Washington, D.C., who now lives in Arizona, gave us Aphid's Lament from his Manitou release. Weavy Stunder after that with the Wooden Horse of Troy. And we finished that set with Root, Remember Me from the book. Yeah, I'm going to line up a public service announcement and then play some more music for you. WMUC-FM College Park. It's the Irrelevant Show, broadcasting remotely from the Wreaths Across America Family Day event at Arlington Cemetery. I'll be back in an hour to back announce what's about to transpire. See ya. Let me break in real quick. I forgot something. Lady, can you move that kid? Like, can you go down that way or something? I'm on the radio right now. I'm trying to do a set list and your baby's just a little further away. Thanks. All right. Let me explain. Bruce Luce from one of my favorite bands, Flipper, passed away last week, and it's a great inspiration to me, and I figured I'd start the next set with Flipper. We're going to hear Sex Bomb, and then we're going to hear one of the first tracks. It wasn't the first song, but one of the first songs I ever played up at this radio station back in 1987. It was by Bruce Luce, called What's Your Name? And we're going to hear that song directly after Sex Bomb, from Flipper's album, Generic Flipper, after a public service announcement. WMUC-FM College Park is the Irrelevant Show.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called inventnow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cat stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the inventnow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
The cool kids listen to The Irrelevant Show every Sunday, only on WMUC-FM in College Park.
We'll be right back. 90.5 FM for 90.5 megahertz.
Off for another day at Crystal Lake.
We're always having good times together.
Wish my family were like that. We never do anything. Never have the time.
Neither do we.
You know, so many people are asking how the Millers manage to have so much fun as a family.
What's the answer? Is it money?
Or is it magic?
Neither. It's something they worked out together when they woke up to the fact that they wanted their family life to be fun.
Who doesn't?
But how did they work it out?
To understand, let's go back several months. Eavesdrop on the Millers one Friday evening before they got wise to themselves.
Mother, you promised to have dinner ready at 6 o'clock.
I'm sorry, Catherine. I just didn't finish my other work in time.
Oh, well.
Dad's not home yet anyway.
Nobody seems to care that I have a date at 7 o'clock.
You can still make it, dear. I'll do the dishes alone.
But you and Dad are going to the movies.
I'm too tired. I did all the washing today, and I cleaned your room, too. It really needs...
I meant to come home and clean it, Mother. But after school, there was me
over. I can't wear these slacks tonight. You said you'd press them.
I know, Harold, but I just didn't.
Why don't you press them yourself?
Say, where's my racket?
In my closet. I broke it. I meant to tell you.
You broke it? And meet with an important match tomorrow. Why didn't you get it fixed?
Where would I get the money?
Money? Mother, I need a couple of dollars to take Mary out tonight.
I haven't any money, Harold. But you might have when he comes home.
Fine thing. Dinner late, tennis racket broken, no money for date, and no pants to wear. If this thing were a business, we'd go bankrupt, but fast.
That night, Mrs. Miller was thinking about what Harold said.
If this family were a business, in a way, we are a business. We have money to handle, just as a business has. Yet we never make it last from one payday to the next. But that's not all we can't seem to manage. Isn't there a better way to manage ourselves? Wouldn't we all be happier if we worked out a little system for living together in harmony? It's worth a try. I call this first meeting of the Miller family to propose that we try to establish a definite program for managing our home so that we'll all get more out of it. More fun, more leisure, and more harmony.
I'm certainly in favor of those things. Harmony, leisure, fun.
Who isn't?
But how can we manage them?
We'll have to work out the full answer together. But for a start, I've made a list of points that will guide us. 1, schedule. 2, responsibilities. 3, privileges. And 4, finances.
Sounds impressive.
What do they mean?
How do they work?
Well, remember last Friday evening? Nothing special. We've had plenty of differences just like it. I caused a good part of the trouble by not having dinner on time. We need to make a definite schedule and stick to it so we can all make plans accordingly.
I can be more careful about coming home in time for dinner or phoning when I'm going to be late.
Yes, but then I didn't have dinner ready, so I...
Because you took time to clean my room. That's something I should have done.
Well, that's my set point.
Privileges.
Well, responsibilities and privileges always go together. If we accept responsibilities, then we acquire certain privileges.
Such as?
Well, such as...
I can think of one. Privilege of having your private rights respected.
Your kind of music, all day, all night, right here on your one and only station.
FM for 90.5 megahertz.
Such as having someone ask your permission when she wants to borrow your tennis racket.
That's the general idea. Now my fourth point is finances.
Yes, where are we going to get more money?
We don't.
You mean a budget?
Well, if we were a business, wouldn't we have a plan for spending our money?
That does it.
Well, I'd like to suggest that we adjourn for now and all give this some serious thought, and then get together for another meeting next Monday after dinner to discuss a plan for spending and all these other matters.
Good idea. I'd like to have these family meetings every week.
After we've worked this out, later on we can check up on how we're doing.
Well, it looks as though I really started something.
Mom. It's swell.
That's how the Millers came to manage their home, so it would be more fun.
Does it really work?
These guides to home management. Can my family use them?
Well, let me give you a few clues. Take the matter of schedule. Here's a breakfast scene at the Millers.
90.5 FM for 90.5 megahertz.
I think we need hardened sites. We need to let people know. You come into our schools, you're going to be dead. I think we need hardened sites. We need to let people know. You come into our schools, you're going to be dead. I think we need hardened sites. We need to let people know. You come into our schools, you're going to be dead.
Quiet, easy. By following a practical morning schedule, they're already in time for school and work. And in the evening, Mother has plenty of pep left to entertain friends. Because by scheduling the work she does each day, she saves herself from doing too much. And when seasonal jobs are scheduled, Harold is glad to help his father. It doesn't happen that he has other important plans for the day. Of course, this is also a matter of responsibilities, which are divided up according to individual abilities and interests. Besides doing assigned jobs and caring for his own clothes and belongings, each is responsible for being considerate of the others. For instance, putting things back where others expect to find them. With responsibilities go privileges. Although the strength of the family lies in unity, each member has individual rights. The right to open his own mail. The right of privacy. To work alone, undisturbed by loud noises in the house or by unwanted visitors. And the right to have opinions respected. This privilege, the Millers protect in their family council meetings. Let's listen now for a few pointers on the fourth guide to home management. Finances.
As you know, our financial position has greatly improved during the 6 months we've been planning our spending instead of letting our money slip away from us. However, during the past 2 months, what with Mother's operation and Catherine's dental work, our medical expenses have been very heavy, more than our budget could provide for. So the question is, where is the money going to come from?
Well, we could take our vacation money.
Oh, no! That's a big thing we've been saving for.
Well, can't we find the money in some other account?
No, not that much money.
Maybe a little bit here and a little bit there.
Well, I don't know.
Look, that new electric mixer we figured on buying, I can do without that.
No, Mother. You've been wanting that for so long.
Wait a minute. If Mother can do without a mixer, I'll skip my new dress. That is, if Mother will help me make over the one Aunt Grace gave me.
Of course I will, dear.
Well, if that's the way, I guess we can patch up the old seat covers in the car and put off getting new ones until next spring.
Sure thing. And if I can get a little help with my jobs around here, I'll be able to clear time to pick up some extra money working after...
The trick lies not in having the most money. That's how the Millers are using good home management to achieve a happier family life. Now, do you think they're successful?
Looks good to me.
To help make your home a well-managed home.
90.5 FM for 90.5 megahertz.
I think we need hardened sites. We need to let people know. You come into our schools, you're going to be dead.
Yeah. that ooga booga. That's too uptight. Worse than the needle, worse than a fight. And I say, and all the women, well, what a sight. If you like freckles and overbite, bite, bite. Local men, folks, they ain't too bright. Well, there's a couple who read and write, write, write. Now I ain't crying, this ain't no gripe. But the promoter just took a hike, hike, hike. Sit in the back room without no light. And I say, sat and stared. Went in the bathroom and clogged the pipe. And I said, since I was just a little tight, I've kept on swinging, but it's just strike, strike, strike. But I'm still trying with all my might to end this journey into the night, night, night. The last two patrons started a fight, 'cause when you're freer, what said that bite, bite, bite? Went in the back room and grabbed the knife. And I said, whoa, 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 ooh, my suicide.
Well, then you
what?
Flip the
box,
and you
swap,
swap, flop,
swap,
flop, then you flop, 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 and you flop, then flop,
swap,
then flop, and you flop, and you flop, then flop, then you flop,
swap,
then flop, flop, then flop, and you slin you, and you flop, and you flop, flop, then flop, and you
flop,
then flop, and you slin you, then flip, flip, flop, then flop, then then and you flop,
swap,
flop, and you slin you, then flop, and you then you then and you flop, and you flop, flop, then slin you, flop, flop, then flop, and you then slip, 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 then flop,
swap,
then and you flop, then flop, then you flop, and you then you and you slin you, and you flop, flop, slin you, flop, then flop, and you slin you, and you flop, flop, and you flop, then and you flop, and you then slin you, then flop, then flop, and you flop, flop, and you flop, then flop, then flop, then flop, and you then flop, and you flop, then you then slin you, flop, and you flop, and you flop, then flop, flop, then flop, and you then you flop, flop, slin and you flop, 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 then flop, then flop, slin you, then flop, 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 then you flop, 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 then and you then flop, flop, then flop, and you flop, and you flop, then flop, and you
flop,
flop, and you then you
flop,
and you
flop,
flop, flop,
flop,
then flop, then flop, flop, then you flop,
flop,
then flop, flop, flop,
flop,
flop, flop, then flop, flop, then and you flop, 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 flop,
flop,
flop, then flip, flip, and you flop, then flip, then you flop, flop, flop.
Hello again. we met earlier. I made your triple mocha latte. I'm Arrow Smith. In my dream on, I'm the last child to walk this way. So I listen to the Irrelevant Show every Sunday, right here on WMUCFM, College Park.
We are free to express our life force in almost infinite ways.
Damnable, filthy filth!
It's really gross!
You must love Big Brother. It is not enough to obey him, you must love him.
It's really sick!
That's something very, 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 very important to understand.
We come for what's ours!
Tell me if there's a chance, huh?
No. Killed and mutilated. Killed and mutilated. Luxurious indulgence. Killed and mutilated.
It's not quite what I want.
Listen.
You don't have a chance.
Take it.
You don't have a chance.
Take it.
You don't have a chance.
Take it.
There's your chance.
Take it.
Hold the line, please.
Oh my God, this must be the fun first. You are a power tool. What a weird message.
So tell me, because I've been looking funny, but I'm gonna sit your face in, then I'll take your...
Honest.
Talk to me, honey, where have you been?
I've been schooling, y'all.
Yes, been drooling.
Nine, two, one, it's 91, huh?
What you trying to tell me?
My son. Don't.
Don't what?
I don't know, Mom, but don't be so pushy. Cause I want toast with a big and pushy. Jack.
Bring.
Uh-huh.
Bring the toys.
Bring the toys.
Yeah. You can sneeze in the piece, don't tease my Pekingese. Don't scoop up the poop, just shoot the hoop. It's time to play with the playground troop. Destroy, smash, chop, and crush. I'm in no hurry to listen to Rush. Baby, yeah. I'm known to hunt hippies from everywhere. With my water pistol in bristle. I like to grunt, I like to whistle. God's will, kid, the boys will live.
Bring the toys.
Your Excellency, Mr. President, on behalf of Mrs. Kennedy, her children, the parents and sisters of Robert Kennedy, I want to express what we feel to those who mourn with us today in this cathedral and around the world. We love him as a brother, as a father, and as a son. From his parents and from his older brothers and sisters, Joe and Kathleen, Jack, he received an inspiration which he passed on to all of us. He gave us strength in time of trouble, wisdom in time of uncertainty, and sharing in time of happiness. He will always be by our side. Love is not an easy feeling to put into words, nor is loyalty, or trust, or joy.
fast. My pleasure comes first. I throw a mean curse. Do magic with my clothes on. Yeah, I get what I want.
Yeah, I am a witch. 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 I Hey everybody, let me get up over here to the microphone. You're tuned to WMUCFM College Park. It's another edition of the Irrelevant Show. Before I do anything, I'm broadcasting remotely from Arlington Cemetery today for the Wreaths Across America Family Day at Arlington Cemetery. There's wreaths going around, there's babies crying. Everybody's being pretty peaceful, it's quiet, it's a relatively nice day. It's a little chilly, sun's out. Some babies are not happy, but other than that, it's a better remote than usual. I'm not under the threat of being hit by any objects that are flying around, or people aren't yelling at me like usual, stepping on my records and stuff. It's a pretty respectful place, but I wanted to mention that at 4 today on Third Rail, there's two live bands up at the third floor South Campus Dining Hall. You can get some food downstairs and come on up to the third floor to the WMEC live room and see two bands, Old Knife and Be My Friend. And that's on Third Rail Radio at 4, directly after this show. I did begin that last set with Flipper, rest in peace Bruce Luce, who passed away last week. From Flipper we heard Sex Bomb from the album Generic Flipper. And then we heard a 7-inch by Bruce Luce. What's Your Name was the name of that 7-inch. And that was one of the first songs I ever played up here, actually. I played that song on my first radio show, that Bruce Luce, What's Your Name. The first song I ever played on this radio show was I'm a Rock by Frank Zappa. That's a trivia question. The very first song on the Irrelevant Show was Frank Zappa's I Am a Rock. Killdozer, after that, with a cover song, Unbelievable. I think Hot Chocolate did the original version of that. That's the B-side of The Pig Was Cool, which is a staple on the Irrelevant Show, by Killdozer. Then we heard a mashup, which consisted of a band called Premature Ejaculation, and we heard something from 1949 called Family Life. And we mashed that up together, and I threw in a couple of something from a Donald Trump quote about come to school and die. It seemed to fit in good at that space. And that's been in my folder waiting for a moment to accommodate it into a collage somewhere. I'm sure it'll pop up again in the future. That's a stray found sound in a collage, in this audio collage on the Irrelevant Show. Heroin Sheiks, right after that. Mass Suicide. That was from their Siamese Pipe album. I cut that a little short because it was getting really repetitive, the extra stuff they had after the actual musical piece. That went into Kingdom Scum from their Golden Butthole Legacy, let's call it, album. You Don't Have a Chance, Take It and Bring the Toys. The Jam Messengers, right after that, In Memory of Joy. That was from their Night and Day album. We heard Twin Temple with I Am a Witch. That was a single. And I finished.